Yeah, Simin Nun Gimel, Sif Dalet. Before we start Sif Dalet, I would like to read for the Olam the Loshon of the Oruch HaShulchan, and we'll appreciate perhaps more what the Shulchan Oruch is speaking about. So the Oruch HaShulchan says as follows, B'Simin Zeh Kosfu HaTur V'Shulchan Oruch Dinei Shatz. We're going to learn now the Halachis that apply to someone who we want to appoint to be a shliach tzibur. Behine, bimei hakadmoinim, the zman of the kadmoinim, and the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about this, hoyo shas kavua limei achel ulishabosas v'yom tovim. There was one shliach tzibur who was kavua. He davened every day, he davened yom tov. This was Mordik, the Oruch HaShulchan says. Lefisha Yoda Heitev Seder Atzila, he knew how to daven. Vlei Herich, he didn't daven too long. Vlei Chotav Bechtif, he didn't have to davening. Vlei Yeish Yerei Lekim, that was Gewaldik. That was the Bizman HaShulchan Aruch, and we're speaking about, we want to appoint someone to this position to be a Shatz Kavua, and this is a lifetime job. So we'll see the milus he has to possess. But just, he says further, V'achshov, V'avoneseinu harabim, now the HaShulchan writes on himself, V'chol medineseinu ein li meisach eru Shatz Kavua klal. And during the week, there's no Shatz Kavua. Kol echod kol whoever wants to daven, goes to daven. Or a person is an oval, or he has yotzeit, mispalu lefnei ha-teve, afilu kshu ha-moritz. Even he's not ha-moritz, but he has yotzeit. So if he has yotzeit, that makes him entitled to daven. Veine yedeya ben yemine lesmoile. He doesn't know too much about davening. Veine yedeya perish amilas. He doesn't know what he's saying. Veine roi leger lefnei ha-teilas. He's not roi to daven for the yomit. But tvilas misbalbalas, and the whole tvilas is a big bilbo. Ze choytev is a medaleg. It's my mish, this one chaps in this word, yeah. He says, but this is not by my der, it's already from the previous der. We can't be meiche. So he says, ach, mibnei etzem atfila in ono niskokum v'shas. He says, really, one of these asfogas I brought down later, we really don't need a shatz, because the shatz bizman chazal was used to be mighty the oilam, and now each one davens himself. So mamela, it's not to develop. About kaponim, but now al kaponim will appreciate what the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about. Shulchan Aruch is speaking about ashatz kavua. We're speaking about we want to be memana ashatz kavua. This is a lifetime position. So what are the milas that we have to look for in order to appoint it? Now that's what we're going to start learning now. Shliach tzibur tzorach sheyeh siv dalet, nun gimel siv dalet. Shliach tzibur tzorach sheyeh hogel. It has to be hogel. Veizel hogel. Now that's a very vague terminology. It has to be hogel. Veizel hogel. Hogel means he should be proper. Hogel, what he has it? Not proper. Was he fitting? Okay, fitting. Okay. Ve'ezel hogel. He should be fitting to be a shatz. That's what means. He should be fitting to be a shliach tzibur. Ve'ezel hogel. So what falls into the category of a hogel? She'reikon me'aveiros. He should be reikon me'aveiros. V'shaloi yotzolob shemra afilu b'yalduzoi. Afilu in his younger years, there wasn't a shemra about him. We'll see in the Mishnah exactly what we're speaking about. V'shiyah onov So the first two things are Ben Adam Lamokim, Reikal Me'aveiros. There was not a shame Rabbi Yaldusai that he did something there. Bishi Onov, he should be an Onov Umarutzalom. Now this already, an Onov is already Ben Adam Lamokim, Ben Adam Lachaveiroi Ocha, also is Umarutzalom. And Koshi Ruach Avriyas Noichemenu, Ruach Amokim Noichemenu, he should be beloved by the Mespalim also. The Yesh Lai Ne'ima V'Koylei Orev. Also, he should, now Koylei Orev means he should have a sweet voice. And Ne'ima, he should, the way he davened, it should be with a Ne'imis, with a beauty. That means a person can have a beautiful voice, but if he's tone deaf, he's flat, he does, so it's, the way he says it, whoever hears him, it shtechs him, he is too high, too low. So there should be a ne'imis, v'koyle yore. And the reason for this is, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, not that the Olam should enjoy the davening, it's beautiful, mamesh, anoyne yontes, no, that's not shot. The ne'ima v'koyle yore is that his davening should be moishech, the leiv of the mispalim. There's a koyach. Sometimes the leiv of a person is otum. Tzilas avoyde shebaleiv. You have to daven with the leiv. But sometimes the leiv is not nisoyre. The leiv doesn't daven. There's a koyach of a koyl orev v'noim to be moire, to be moishech, the leiv of otum. That somehow can penetrate the leiv of the mispalim, and that's why a shat should have the smiler. That's who is foolish. He should be able to be ma'irah and ma'ishach the leib adam. For 1 minute, I'd like to say over a ma'irah de kevot from Rabitzel Peterburg and Kaich Ve'er. Rabitzel Peterburg says, we say the shat that davens yomim ne'roim. So he says hinini, before Musaf, it's a tool of hinini. And he says in Hinnani as follows. He says, Af al pi she'eni kedai v'hogun lakach. In the middle of Hinnani, he says these things, I'm not roi to daven. So, Rabbi Sopetra says, so listen, if you're not roi, what are you standing there for? You're not roi to daven, so... Why? He sent the Baruch Shom on Imaz, I'm not roi to daven. What are you standing there for? So he says, Amor de Kizah, that if the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him a broche, that he has a koil noyim, and he's bekoyach to be moishach the lave of the tzibur, he's mechuyiv to daven, because the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him this koyach, and he has this capability of being moir at oilam. That's what he has to have. But he has to know between him and the Rabbeinu Shalom is ani memas, when the roi lakach lamit. I have these qualifications. He says, if a person says Musa for an Olam, and the people somehow on the Seira from the Musa, so even though between him himself, he knows, Al Kaponim, he should also listen to what he's saying. Al Kaponim, if he has this koyach, he should do it. He said, just like you go to a doctor. He has the doctor, he's a Balmidus. If the doctor has knowledge in being Merapa Achoyli, so you use the doctor. So this is an umnis, al kapana. That's why this is one of the conditions that a shat should have. Yesh lein ima b'koyle yore. V'rogel likrois, what? No, we're talking about the shat's kavua. We started over. We're talking about the shat's kavua that we, this is a lifetime position. We're sitting down now to choose someone for a lifetime position. That's what we mentioned before, the Olcha Shulchan. Also, we don't have, ayin chanami, we'll say, yeah. Yeah. We'll see. This is, all these are tenoyim for a shatz kavua. That's yeah. We'll say, now others say if it's not for a shatz kavua, but a tainus in yomim neroim could be we have these conditions. But we're talking, we have a different, we have a shatz haray. We're talking about a minoy of a shatz kavua. Yeah. The rogel likra is teire neviim uksuvim, and he's rogel likra is teire neviim uksuvim. Let's just see Sif A, and then we'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Im ein Meitzim, we're talking about a Shatz Kavuah. Ein Meitzim Yishiyah by Kol HaMidah Yisaylo. You don't find someone that has all these meters. Yivcharu HaTayv Shebetzibah B'Chachma V'Maisim Toivim. So then everything is relative. So the Toiv Shebetzibah, the Toiv Shebetzibah, that's, so he is, so in the Tzibah alone, the Toiv of the Tzibah, B'Chachma V'Maisim Toiv. Hagor. V'imhoyo kan amo oretz zokein. We have an amo oretz. He says, okay. He says, he's a mile of zikne. V'koiloi noyin. Beautiful. He's a beautiful balkula. He's amo oretz. V'om chafeitzen boy. And the tziba loves him. He's mamish, his kelot. Mamish meredi. Koimcha, it's mamish meredi. Uven yud gimul shone. And we have Abba Mitzvah Bocha, Hameivin Masha Oimel. But yet, the difference between this Amma Oretz and this Abba Mitzvah Bocha is, Abba Mitzvah Bocha knows what he's saying, and this Amma Oretz doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know exactly what the words mean, but he knows how very much how to daven beautifully. V'ein Koilein Noim. But this Abba Mitzvah Bocha doesn't have a good voice, it crackles, and he doesn't know, he can't carry it to him. We have, and the Olam wants the Zokin, it's Koilei Noim. HaKotten no Koidem. So we should know, we have to, the Kotten is davening, because he knows what he's davening. The other one is singing a song, but he doesn't know what he's saying. He's saying words, and he's like a tziltzuf of a tzipar. He's singing beautifully, but he's not davening. So the first qualification of a Shliach Tzibur is to daven. He's not davening, so even though the Bar Mitzvah Bocha doesn't have the frills what a shat should have of a kaponim, the basics that he knows how to daven, that he possesses, so Mamela, he comes before this Zokin Amore. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Look the Mishnah Berurah. Tzorich. Now, so we're speaking about, we are now being memane, appointing a Shatz Kavua. As you mentioned before, this is for the whole week, for Shabbos and Yom Tov, for the whole year. So you have to look for qualifications. The Chassid is a posuk, Nosno alai b'koilov, alkein tzneisio. That they were mispallel to me with their koil, and I hated it. The Rebbe Yishlom was saying this. Omer Chazal, Zeshli Yotzibu, Shainai Hogu. Ashli Yotzibu, that's not Hogu. Vasforim Erichom, Mo'id, Begoydol, Gnus, Hamamanim, Shli Yotzibu, Shainai Hogu. Those who appoint such a Shli Yotzibu, so it's a Shrekalicha Avlo, what they're doing, Ki Moinim Ayideze, Toiv, Mi Yisrael. That means the Shli Yotzibu is Bekoyach, to bring Shefa Broche for the Tzibu, and by appointing a Shliach Tzibur, which is not Hogun, you are taking away this advantage that they could have had to a Shliach Tzibur. You're taking it away from the Tzibur, so you're going from the Tzibur. Hogun. So Hogun, the Mechabes of the Hogun is like, I mean, Averis. Now, Veroi, now there's other things. The Hogun is what type of a person he should be. Now we're going to speak about Oden Yonim. V'roi yishiv b'dei shatz arukim shalo yero raglo. Now this halacha means as follows. It's brought down later in Shulchan Aruch. A person should not daven barefoot. Unless he's living in an area that's very hot, and everyone goes barefoot, and even if you're standing before Adam Godel, Adam Choshev, you also go barefoot, because it's very hot in this place, and everyone goes barefoot. So then the halacha is, so let's talk about before we come to a shot. So the halacha is as follows. If before an Adam Choshev, in this place, you would not stand barefoot, so you, and no one is allowed to daven barefoot, you have to put on stockings. If this is a mokim that because of the heat, everyone goes barefoot, and a person will not be embarrassed to stand barefoot in front of another mechoshev. So then a person is allowed to daven barefoot before the Rabbi Nishlam. But the shatz, should wear long clothing to make sure that his feet are covered. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. That's one thing. This is proper. He should be the first one there and leave the last. Whatever is negayin the kaholish yonim, he should be able to participate in these yonim, that they should not look down on him, that he's he doesn't know anything. Now, toiv lahada acher shat tzadik ben tzadik. It is preferable that if you have, let's say, two people on the market, and both are equal, and one is a tzaddik ben tzaddik, so it is preferable that you should choose him to be the shat. Ki ein edoy metfila tzaddik ben tzaddik, metfila tzaddik ben rosha. It's not the same. We'll come back to this soon. So he says, so if you have two equal candidates, and one is a tzaddik ben tzaddik, you should go and appoint him. Now, I don't know. We'll see the way we'll see soon. I don't think so. We're talking about Tzil over here. Tzil tzaddik ben rosh. Umar shekotav ha-rosh shein malas ha-shat toli b'yichas mishpochet. Now, he brings a rosh. The rosh says that ha-shat is not toli in yichas. The Rosh means he's not a miyuchis. He stems from Poshet, the parents, they want Nei Torah. Avim mikol mokim, en aviv Roshe, hachoynim. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins lahaloche that if you have two equal candidates, and one is a tzaddik ben tzaddik, one is a tzaddik ben roshe, you should choose the tzaddik ben tzaddik. And I'd just like to say over, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings down a machlokes in this, because the Magen Avraham also brings down a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, others say a tzaddik ben rosh is better. A tzaddik ben rosh is better than a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Why? So now he sheds light on the whole Inyan. The maila of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is because he's coming with schus aveis. That means when he's mispal from the Rabbeinu Shleilom, we have schus aveis. The schus aveis is a big thing. And so and a tzaddik ben rosh doesn't have this. Let's not talk about his father. Kaponim, so he doesn't have schusov. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav but there's a maile in a tzaddik ben rosh over a tzaddik ben tzaddik. What's the maile? Mitoich she'ein lo schusovitz. He doesn't have schusovitz. Hu shval ruach betfilos. So when he comes to daven, he's moiradik. He's not. I'm coming with nothing. I'm coming with nothing. I don't even speak up. She'enoi boiteach b'tfilosei al maisei avoyse. He's not, doesn't rely on the on maisei avoyse. Ki im al chazdei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's davening. Ben Shalom. Chum et golnish, only your chesed. That's a little bit ketzula. If a person is coming with the realization that I'm only coming, I'm relying on the Rabbi Shalom, I'm coming with nothing. That's a Mayradik Ketzilah. So others hold that this is better than Tzadik Ben Tzadik. The Tzadik Ben Tzadik is coming, Tzadik Ben Tzadik. So the davening is already a So Mamel, others hold that's why a Tzadik Ben Rosh is better than a Tzadik Ben. Tzadik and others hold Fakert. It's very interesting. So the Shulchan Aruch, Mishmur Paskan Tzadik Ben Tzadik, but the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mamish is Parash, we'll see in a minute. We'll come back to our Parash in a minute. Well, in your Maise, so the Shulchan Aruch says, what should one do? It's a Machloikis. Others say Tzadik Ben Rosh is better. Others say Tzadik Ben Tzadik is better. Look, the Shulchan Aruch has something very interesting. Haka lefi inyan shivlis ruach shelzeh v'tzidkes avoyis of shelzeh. So he has to now make a scale. How much is he a shuffle? And how big is the schus of Yenim's father? And then we have to weigh them together. If he is a father versus Leila, Leila, so then that's something. He's coming with big guns. Lidach Yisif, he's a Mordecai shuffle. So that's also, so this has to be. Now, I just thought, I mean, the Magna Brom says this, that Tzadik Ben Rosh is better. If he's not such a tzad. Mr. Buddha, I mean, get out. So, Chayran, this week's Parsha, Rashi says, So, according to this cheshben, the cheshben of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, there's a mile of a tzadik ben rosha, it's shiftless. So, I don't know if this is a true teretz, but it could be as follows. Rivka was mespalo, really, for Yitzchok. She's part of Amperi Varivia. She was mispala for Yitzchak. So she was an Aishas Tzaddik. So she was she wasn't coming Echkumbet Gornish. She was mispala. My husband, look at Yitzchak. Yitzchak and he had an Avram also. But she also wasn't mispala with Shatza Shiflas. She was mispala for Yitzchak. So put there was a mile of Yitzchak's tefillah over her tefillah. I don't know. That's a true tefillah. Hakaponim. Ein mumim poislim ela b'kahanim v'loy b'shlich tzibah. If the shat is a mum, so there's no psul. By a kohen there's a psul. To do the avoid there is a psul. But not by a shlich tzibah. V'ad ha-rabba leiv nishbo v'nitke lekim leisibzeh. A person who's broken by himself, he's embarrassed. That's a mile. V'yesh machmirim bozelach atchila heichadik eroi v'hogum ki yoytze boi v'yelekame v'siv kot mamalafu yinsuma mashak kasal nisham. Others hold that one should, a shliach of a tzibur should not be a balmum, just like it says in the posik, a person would not bring to a sar, a korban, a balmum, so one should not send a shliach, a balmum, for koponim. So this chaluki day is by a balmum. May I bear this? Now, so person, the first thing it should be, sheireikon, may I bear this. However, al shavua, now perhaps the chiddush of shavua is that, I mean, this is a man-made aveira. That means it's not from the Lavan. He made a shvu, and now comes out he's over on the Easter he made. Ain't Beisei Reiko. So that's not called Beisei Reiko. Bravo, number one. The number two, Bravo, Pisha, Dainle, Yehidu, Olof. No one said Edis. There was no definite proof that he's over on the shvu. But if people are saying that he was over on a shvuah, before you appoint him, we're in the appointing stage now, so before you appoint him and people are speaking there's a koil that he was over on a shvuah, so before you appoint him, you should be Moshe Bezen to try to be mevar to investigate. Was he ever? Was he not ever? Vafilu im ova rak al shvuas piti de lahabe mikomo kemegoy lemanoisi l'shatz. Vafilu is only ova al shvuas piti lahabe. That means like this: there's two types of shvuas. There's a shvua l'sha'ova. A shvua l'sha'ova means I swear I didn't eat last night. I'm telling you a statement what happened, and it's a shvua sheker. So that's very chomo. That means you're saying a shvuah b'shem Hashem, That I'd be saying a statement I didn't eat. You did eat. So that's a shvua sheker. A shvua lahaba means I swear I'm not going to eat tomorrow. Right? So he's mekabel on himself not to eat tomorrow. And then he couldn't control himself and he ate. So when he said the shvua, he had all good intentions. When it came to lemais, he couldn't control himself. So that is not a shvua sheker. When he said the shvua, he meant to be mekayim. Afal pi kein, such a person, we should not be mekabel to be a shav. Because of Shom oyd b'shem mishpat tzedek, the mishu posel machmas aveira posel yishtatz afilu bakroi. That means if he's posel al tanaveri, then he should not daven afilu a temporary davening. That means he has yotzeit, he's a novel, I'm sorry, if he's a bal aveira, he's not permitted to daven. Because of him, he's not permitted to daven, if he did tshuva, so then his tshuva helps in everything. No one ever spoke about him in his younger years. That means if they did speak about him in the younger years, we will not appoint him now. But what if he was already appointed? And now people start speaking about what he did in his younger years. And if he was already appointed, and now people start talking about what he did then when he was 17. So that's, we're not going to say since he was appointed. But what is the people, it's not somebody, everyone is saying this. Now everyone is saying about the things he had done when he was young. So then a yochid can be, that means there's a koil, so a yochid, he's appointed already. And it's a koil of the loy posik, that means everyone is saying this, inshallah, long it lasts. This koil that was to see later. So then a yochid can tie it, since I don't want him to be my shliach tzibur. Even though we know he did tshuva, but this is before the appointment. That means tshuva helps. That only tshuva will help if he's now about tshuva ready, so I can go and he was appointed already, so I won't be mavering. But that he should be on the agenda, and I have others on the agenda who don't have this chesaron, so I will not appoint him. What? Yeah, and he's about tshuva now. So about koponim, you shouldn't. If people know about it, that he when he was young, he did aveiros. Now he's about tshuva. Afal pi kein, it's now coming into the shaila. Should he be appointed or not appointed? And I have someone who never did aveiros when he was young. So that one has a preference over him. That means if I have someone else, and then he did tshuva, so someone else is better. This is a chesaron lemaise. That means I'll confront him, another person who doesn't have this is better than him. Yeah. Shliach tzibur shekvar heviru v'omad kach yomim v'shonim v'askom v'skol. He was a shliach tzibur, then they took him off. He's a shliach tzibur. Roitzim achshav l'manois. Now, again, they want to reappoint him. Have a ketchilas kabbalah. So now it's like we're taking him. That was before his past history. V'afilu miyit yecholim limchais. So even there's a miyut that don't want him, so they can be moicher, because they don't want him to be their shliach. And so they im loy bemokim sheyesh boizer im amoichem hem amatigim avikil amoichem kolokol. Now like this. There's three dalgas. There's a miyut that's moicher. He could also stop. If the manhige yakol, they're moicher, so that's they're in place of the whole kol. So it's not a miyut. It's called the whole kol is moicher. Im loy bemokim sheyesh boizer im yesh takon ulushanis shloshanis v'rosim ozeh moil machos haponosim. Unless there was put in the kehila, there was set in the clauses of the kehila that the gabi, the minu yashat, it depends on these people. They don't have to be the panosa here. So they are the ones who decide. They are the ones who decide who should be the shats, and their decision counts. La'om also says in Merutzalom, cause of the Chubas Maramin. Yizoyer hachazam, im yesh riv uktote ben shnei balei bate. Next be merutzalo. Now, in the shul, there's a machlokes between two balei bate. Now, he has to be merutzalo. So whatever he's going to do, he's going to be with Reuven, so Shimon is tainis. Shimon Reuven is tainis. Shei v'shei bal tase. Two mishtachnish. In this machlokes between Reuven and Shimon, you don't miss it, don't do anything. Hein b'dibba, don't say a word. Hein b'maise, hein b'goli, hein b'sosa. You are completely oblivious of this machlokes. Don't partake in any way in this machlokes. V'choshkei, because he has to be merutz alom, and that is the price he has to pay. He has to be merutz to everyone, even though he personally feels that Shimon is wrong, you keep quiet. That's you have a job to be merutz alom, you're the shat. V'im yesh lo v'chosh m'yesh esek rivi mo'odam ha'acher sh'ayin me'yir ba'al ha'bayis sh'yei v'shei ma'otas. What is if the machlokes is there's one person in his kehila that has a machlokes with someone from a different kehila, and he feels the guy from the different kehila is right. So yizicha, I shouldn't miss a line. You're a shot for this kehila, so you have to be merutzit to him. The other guy is his mechutin, and the mechutin comes over to him. You know, this guy in your kehila, he'll start talking to him. And the mechutin, he's a mechutin. You keep quiet. You mishlech nesh. Bim yeslo ishum ktat ve'evo im echod me'yakov. What if someone has a machlokes with him? So someone has kindness on him. So now, what did he do? Hasoich lamidus adovos neharava yakola fasha b'las kola shenir lemnochem. So then he goes to the rob, and he tells them, forget, you decide what should be done. If I'm wrong, so tell me. V'im yesh chesor nemini mitzad shekenedvei also noki ma yesh loylaskis. But if he came to the Rav, the Rav told the Shat, you're 100% right, he's 100% wrong. So memele, so then he can daven, right? This person is tainus on him, so that he's not required to be merutza to this person. V'rogul likreis, and another mele is he should be rogul and psukim. The psukim amarov b'seichat zula sedurim b'tiv. The psukim should go besudade. Gam imein rogul rikoy. Samerit b'zach. If he doesn't know psukim, hu v'chlar meiser ozay mishmoy yatera gam tfilos v'teyevo. Samerit b'zach. If he doesn't know psukim, there's a shak l'chaposet. You don't listen to dibrei teyra, I won't listen to your tzula. Others say about Mesa Ozne Mishmoya Toyre, he doesn't want to listen. I heard it already once. I don't want to listen. So Bernie said it's the same thing. I heard your Tzilas also once already. Will be the same thing. It's Tzilas Eteyeva. Kosav Leprime Godin, Mesimentak Peyalev Sipalev Isim, the Beresh Ashan of Yem Akipur, Binin Shehin Nosri, Uben Shloishim. That means, so two. Chaluk Shishi and Mishnah Brura, we didn't mention this mila of being married in the Ben Shloish. O Mashmeh, Bishayim Aisha Shana, Fela Einen Nosri, there's a special din And just like the Kohen Gadol had to be a Nasi, a Kaponim, there's such a special din in Yomim Nazoim, which is not applicable to Hashatz Kavua the whole year. Mikol Mokim Nirali, the Nasi Kohen Lebocho, Kasulam Nismali Zekonai. He says, but now the Mishnah Berurah says, but Al Kaponim, that if you have a choice of a nosui and a bochum, so then the both are bochum. So there's moshai. Then it's not a tonight that has to be a nosui. That's only yam and deroyim. But if you have a nosui and a bochum, so there will be a mile of a nosui over a bochum. B'sham rosim min achet. Rafim nismal is the comment. Who kaidem? Now we said, what if you have an amaoritz that's a zokin, he sings beautifully and the oilam loves him, and you have a ben yud gimel shone that doesn't know how to sing, but he knows what he's saying. Who kaidem afilu li yishliach tzibah kavua? That means you need a shliach tzibah kavua, and you only have from these two. You have this amaoritz that sings beautifully, or you can have this bocha that's going to daven 7 days a week. 52 weeks a year. Koshu yud gimu shona behavish te isaris. So lemaise al kaponim, the minimum requirement is that the minimum requirement is that he should be davening. So mamele, that's why we choose him. Let's finish the Gemara. Mi shava avera b'shoigik gen shahoga nefesh b'shkoga b'chozo b'tshuve. So let us see, this is very misleading, this Lashon Dilma. Yeah. Muta liyis loy mikrein pirkei no, dafka shoye muid, now he says like this, ein pirkei no means that he was muid lasis lorim sheina mehugonim. Now others say mu'ud means we'll see soon that he did the amazing wrong things. Av a mishabal the other should be a smaisa mischaret a reza tzadik amul chodvav a mutrom neisrat chilas pliy tzibe. Also be amazed. Now he says he was amazed. Lav davke tuadin shara beirus lav davke he killed someone the chadlel the sivdal the binish lo yotzo shem rafalim yadus v'rekos v'chol v'befeish the mekom okim yotzo ayim b'mogin avroam da shahevi b'shem harbe poysen the filo b'meizit kol shishov shor li yeshli yachtzim v'kabur the davke now he says so the mogin avroam says amur dike chidish that by a tiny sibol and by yom kippur then we need this qualification. That a tiny sibol was in Yom Nerom is more chomer than a shliach tzibah kavua for the whole year. Because of the rabbi, the biyomim neroim al kapon yeshlach melodin kibin tainim. The premise of the vishayim ha shoshon yesh bizeh harbe deyes pein ha-poiskin, hank nes lagder bebir agro, b'chol zayin nishvom noisu lechatchila, avoy mifalk noisu kulam, mishav b'tshuvet, Shir Tzibu Shoy Tzipo Mim Rabbi Yishtreifis Mitach Echad, he was a butcher and he sold treif and meat, but how can I see me shots, the shuv dainin lay kemeset. By the Gimbrom Stavuk the Philip Amacha, see the new kemeset, if once he sold treif and meat, Mikobo Kemishov, the shuv, and how can I see me shots, the Philip Haitzi, Pomim Rabbis.